Dominion and Duke said ongoing delays, litigation, and rising costs made the proposed natural gas pipeline stretching from West Virginia to North Carolina unfeasible. Diana Christopoulos says the Mountain Valley Pipeline has many of the same challenges, besides being fiercely opposed by many.
They are over 2 years behind. The cost has almost doubled. It started off at around $3 billion, and it's now approaching $6 billion.
As for MVP's claim that the pipeline traversing through Southwest Virginia is 90% complete,
section over in Giles and Craig is less than 20% complete, and the Roanoke and Montgomery part, those are less than 50% complete. They're having a problem with the truth.
MVP is not an energy company like the ACP backers. There's shaky ownership, says Christopoulos. One of the original consortium owners has dropped out, while she says the remaining group keeps passing the project management baton back and forth. Gene Morano, WFIR News.